Part of Startup Week, the Spirit of Innovation Awards honor businesses that originate in the Chattanooga area and have the potential to impact many people and inspire change. Arlen Hamilton, founder of Backstage Capital, will be the keynote speaker for this year's awards, which will take place online tomorrow starting at 7 p.m. Sybil McLean Topol is Vice President of Marketing and Communications at the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce. Sybil, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ray. I'm so excited to be here.
Albeit virtually, of course, and so are the Spirit of Innovation Awards.
Yes, but that doesn't mean they're any less exciting than they have been in the past. We are very pleased with our speaker that she said yes. She is Arlen Hamilton. She's so inspiring, and her story just gave me chills. She started her own venture capital firm while she was basically sleeping in her car and calling on people and convincing them that they needed to invest in her firm.
And her firm, it's dedicated to minimizing funding disparities in tech by investing in what are called high potential founders, people of color, women, and or LGBTQ.
Yes, her firm has a very clear focus on owners who have not been able to get funding through traditional channels. You know, some doors have been closed for a while and she's been opening them. She also has Backstage Studio, and she launched an accelerator program in 2018 in four different cities. And I love her podcast, which is called Your First Million. Still hoping to get mine, but maybe I need to just listen more often. And then she wrote the best book title ever. It's About Damn Time: How to Turn Being Underestimated into Your Greatest Advantage. What I find interesting is that we have this amazing team at the Chamber, staff and volunteers. And actually, we've been trying to get her as a speaker for several years. I think the thing that really resonated with us was her, I hate to use the cliche bootstraps, but just the way she started with virtually nothing and her very focused effort on increasing financial power for minorities. I think that's a really important piece of work. And she carved out a niche that no one else was really tackling successfully. But yeah, it took a couple of years. So we're super excited. The timing's interesting, but we have been trying to get her as a speaker for a while.
And beyond her business and beyond the podcast, there's something else that she's done that we should talk about.
Yes, she models the best that you can do in business or in your personal life. She gives back, and she and her mother created scholarship programs at both Oxford University as well as Dillard University, and they are specifically for Black and minority students, and that's pretty profound.
And of course, she's the speaker, but this is all about recognizing innovation here in the Chattanooga area.
That's right. It's regional, and even though it was the first innovative award given away in the United States, it's the first community-based one. So we do keep the finalists local and regional. And so I'm super excited. We have Text Requests is one of our finalists, Landrace Bioscience, and Trekka. And these are fascinating companies that are making a difference. Can't say enough good things about all of them. All of the finalists are winners, really. So super excited about that. This particular innovation award ceremony has been going on for a number of years here, all the way back to 2001.
And for more information about this year's event, where can they go online?
They can go to ChattanoogaTrend.com or ChattanoogaChamber.com. Then they will be able to tune in on our YouTube channel, which is Chattanooga Chamber.
All right, Sybil, thanks so much.
Thank you.